T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
An election today in Israel, and it's incredibly close, creating uncertainty about who will lead the country moving forward.
Joining us from Jerusalem, CBS News correspondent Robert Berger. Robert, what are we learning from exit poll data that's been released?
Well, basically, the race is too close to project a winner. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the former general Benny Gantz, basically in a dead heat. And neither appears to have a parliamentary majority to form a government.
Well, let's go backwards a little bit. What was the expectation going into today?
Well, pretty much this. Don't forget, Israel had an election 5 months ago, and actually Netanyahu won, but he was unable to form a government. So this time, it's pretty much the same, except that it's, Netanyahu has been weakened by these corruption scandals. That's why he couldn't form a government last time, and he doesn't really seem to be in a better position to do so this time. So I guess we're looking at political limbo here for a while.
Yeah, what happens, Robert, if neither party controls a majority in parliament?
You know, over the next few days, the president's going to decide who should be appointed, and then he's going to talk to all the parties, and they're going to either recommend Netanyahu or Gantz. And there's a kingmaker in all of this, a guy named Avigdor Lieberman, who used to be a Netanyahu ally, but now seems to want to take him down. So we'll just have to see how it pans out over the next few days. But Netanyahu, who's been in power for a decade, now appears to be in trouble.
What would you say has been the central issue in this do-over?
You know, it's really about, it's not about the peace process or the Palestinians or even the economy. It really seems to be all about Netanyahu. He's got a strong base of support here in Israel. A lot of people see him as a great leader on the world stage. But these corruption allegations and possible indictments coming up just have really hurt him in the eyes of much of the Israeli public.
Robert, thanks for the update. CBS News correspondent Robert Berger in Jerusalem this afternoon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.